Okay, so this is the stop diffusion exercise. So what I'd like you to do, close your eyes, find a comfy position for your head, your back, your arms, and your legs. And for the first few moments, all I want you to do is focus on your breathing. Breathing in through your nose, in through your mouth, whatever is comfortable for you. Exhaling out either through your mouth or your nose. And just grounding yourself into the moment we're in. So breathing in nice and deep and slow, in through the nose or mouth, and then out in whatever shape or form is comfortable for you. Just trying to focus all your attention on your breath. Breathing in nice and deep and slow. And exhale and let that breath go. Taking a few more moments to really focus on your breathing. Notice all the slight changes in your shoulders, your chest, your tummy as you breathe in and as you breathe out. Breathing in nice and deep and slow and exhaling all the way out. Now to help also bring your mind back into this moment and away from the moment that's past or the moment that hasn't happened yet. So out of the future and out of the past. I'd like you to also, in addition to your breath, pay attention to all the points of contact between your body and the furniture. Notice the contact in your back. Notice what that feels like as you also attend to your breath. Notice the contact between the furniture and your arms and your hands as you also attend to your breath. Notice the contact between your legs and the furniture. Between the bottoms of your feet and the floor. And try to notice the whole body as one entity, as if you're watching yourself and feeling yourself in contact with the furniture all at the same time. Feeling your body, the contact between the air and your arms and your hands against the top of your head, your knees, your calves, the outer reaches of your body, the margin between your body and the air all around you. Good. So the first part of that exercise is just to help you bring your attention back into this moment, the moment we're living, the moment that counts. So as I mentioned, this exercise is called STOP, S-T-T-O-P. And the purpose of this exercise is wherever you are, whenever you're experiencing anxiety, it's to stop. The very most important thing is to stop and notice what's happening. It's focusing your attention on the sensations in your body, the emotions, the thoughts, the behaviors, to stop and notice. So the S in stop, S-T-T-O-P, literally stands for stop. And that is the single most important thing we can do when we experience anxiety. When we stop and examine the anxiety, we've intercepted the amygdala, the limbic system, from becoming activated, from taking over and flooding our body full of stress hormones and neurochemicals. A 90-second pause is really the bare minimum of what's required to intercept, to interrupt the escalation. The moment we notice anything, the thoughts or the feelings in our body, the sensations of anxiety, whether it be a difficulty breathing, a nauseousness, a fluttery feeling, the most important thing is to stop. Stop and look at it. Stop and notice what's happening. So stop is a very important first step. The second most important thing you can do as soon as you notice is the T, and that's to take as many long, slow, deep breaths as you need, into 7 and out to 11, as comfortably, as rhythmically, as natural as you can. Breathing either in through your nose, in through your mouth, out through your mouth, or out through your nose, whatever is comfortable for you. So stop and take some deep breaths. And as you take deep breaths, notice what's going on for you. So stop, then take deep breaths. The second T in stop is to take notice of what's happening. So it's S is to stop. The first T is to take as many deep breaths as you need to come down to a 2 or a 3 on a scale of 1 to 10. Bring it down. Keep working at it. Take as many breaths over and over again as you need to bring it down to a 2 or a 3. And the second T is to take notice of what's happening. Take notice of what's happening in your body. Is there tightness in your chest? Don't be afraid of it. It's just adrenaline. It's just adrenocorticotropin hormone. It's just stress hormones flowing throughout the body. No harm can come for you. Taking long, slow, deep breaths, you'll be fine. So just take notice of what's happening in your body. You need not be afraid. As you read in the chapter I emailed on coping with panic, there's absolutely nothing that can happen that's dangerous from any of these stress hormones, any of these neurochemicals. They feel uncomfortable. We don't like them. It's undesirable. But there's truly no harm that can come your way. So take notice of the tightness in your chest, if that's what it is. Take notice of the nauseousness, the jittery feeling. Take notice of it. You need not be afraid of it. You've experienced many different types of anxiety and panic of different degrees of severity, and you've survived. It'll be fine. You'll get through it. These stress hormones that are released peak within 2 to 3 minutes and resolve within 10, as long as we don't catastrophize, as long as we don't magnify. That's it. They just circulate through the body and then dissipate, they're gone. As long as we can befriend them, notice them, let them be there, don't be afraid of them. So take notice of the various symptoms of anxiety you experience in your body. Adrenaline courses very quickly through our veins. It can be a very powerful feeling. It's just adrenaline. It causes a disruption in our digestive system. That causes the nauseous feeling. It causes a slight change in our heart rate. No harm, no foul. It's a very strong muscle. You cannot have a heart attack. It causes a slight change in the distribution of blood throughout the body. That's what the numbness, tingling, shakiness is. There's no harm though. There's nothing dangerous that can happen. People can run. People can do a lot of amazing things when they have these sensations. You can still function, you can still think, you can still drive. There's no harm that can befall you. So just take notice of the symptoms you feel in your body and befriend them. Let them be there. Take notice to the emotions you're experiencing. Fear, worry, dread, anticipation, whatever it is. Take notice of the feelings. Let them be there as well. They're just a function of your thoughts. The thoughts are what come first. Take notice of what you're thinking. Whatever catastrophic thought that may be, whatever way you're magnifying it. Usually catastrophizing starts with what if. What if this? What if that happens? And then we magnify. We make it into the worst case possible scenario. We don't see ourselves handling it, even though we know from experience we can handle it. That's magnifying. We magnify a situation which minimizes our ability to cope in our mind. But we can cope. We can do what we need to do. So notice the catastrophizing thoughts. Notice the tendency to magnify and make it big, make it into the worst case scenario, the catastrophizing, starting with those words, what if? Asking yourself, well, what's the worst that can happen here? What's the likelihood? What's a more alternative likely possibility? And if the worst were to happen, what would I do? Face it, look at it, examine it. Know from the past the likelihood is small in all the years you've driven. There's only been a few incidences. In all the people you know, in all the times they've driven, there's only been a few incidences, most likely. It'll just be nothing or a small. You'll handle it and everything will be okay. So notice the thinking. Notice too what your urge is, and usually that's to avoid for most people. To feel pressured, to dwell. Notice the behaviors. Are you looking around frantically? Are you hypervigilant? Or are you relaxing yourself, calming yourself, singing, breathing? So take notice of all those things. That's the second T. So stop, take deep breaths, take notice. Take notice of what you're experiencing in your body. Take notice of what emotion you're feeling. Take notice of the thoughts that are giving rise to those emotions. Take notice of your behaviors, the things you're doing or not doing that you may normally or used to do. Take notice of what the trigger is. Was it coming inside of you, or was it externally derived trigger? Was it something somebody else did or said, or was it simply your thoughts and reactions? So the O in stop is to observe what happens as you just take some deep breaths, blow the anxiety away, and trust that everything will be okay. Trust you can cope. Trust that everything will be okay. Because that's the more adaptive, helpful way to think. It builds confidence. It builds resilience. It helps you feel and do more confident, more diversified, more courageous things. When we can think more positively, we'll do more things. Our life gets bigger. So observe what happens as you take some deep breaths, to the feelings, to the thoughts, to the behaviors, to the urges, to the triggers, as you take some deep breaths. So doing that now, take some long, slow, deep breaths in to 7. And out to 11. And blow that anxiety away. Imagine blowing it away. Into 7. And out to 11. Breathing into 7, out to 11. And as you exhale this time, imagine encapsulating the anxious thought inside a bubble, inside of a balloon, a helium-filled balloon. Imagine encapsulating that anxious thought, either in words or images, inside that balloon. And as you exhale, you're blowing it away. And it's drifting up, up into the sky, drifting far, far away. So breathing nice and deep and slow. And out to 11. Into 7. And out to 11. And blow it away. See it get further and further, more distant. And as you exhale, now not only see it blowing away further and further with the power of your breath, see you getting bigger and stronger, more confident driving. Breathing in nice and deep and slow, into 7. And exhaling all the way out to 11. Feel yourself get bigger, your shoulders draw back, your spine gets taller, your whole body relaxes. And you can just feel yourself and see yourself get bigger, more confident, more bolder, stronger. And exhale, feel the strength come back to you. You're taking back control. You're taking back your life. You're building freedom. Resilience, determination to do everything and anything you choose to do. Then let it go. Feel yourself bigger, stronger, more confident. Remembering all the things you used to do and can do, wish to do. And the more things you do, the more things you'll be able to do. Taking more deep breaths, feel yourself get more confident, bigger, more determined, willing, able, and wanting to do more and more things, whatever you choose. Let it go. Doing that a few more times. Good. Then the P in stop is to plan to respond, to plan to react to anxious thoughts, triggers, in two ways. One, completely opposite to the way you may have responded a month ago, a few weeks ago. So plan to respond in a way that's completely opposite. So one example is choosing to believe everything's okay. Everything will be okay. In this moment, everything's okay and everything will be okay. Because that's what's within your control. You no longer want to give up your life based on the potential things, the imagined things that could occur. So plan to respond, plan to think in a way that's completely opposite to the way you may have responded a month ago. Plan to think completely opposite, to do completely opposite things. Being bold, courageous, unintimidated. The other part is to plan to respond with compassion, kindness and caring. It takes time to recover. So having some compassion for yourself when these anxious thoughts, these anxious experiences occur, it's typical. It's normal. It's okay. But we can also, with that, as we also give ourselves compassion, as we also give ourselves understanding, we can also, as understanding as we can be, we can also choose to boldly and courageously think the exact opposite. It'll be fine. It'll be okay. I'll be fine. Everything will be fine. And the more you do that, it builds on itself. So the P in stop is to plan to respond in the exact opposite way you may have responded a month ago, and to also plan to respond in a compassionate way, tolerant and accepting for any anxious thoughts or experiences that may occur. So S, just to review, is to stop. T, the first T, is to take some long, slow, deep breaths into 7 and out to 11. The second T is to take notice of what is happening in your body. What's happening? What are you experiencing somatically? What are the symptoms? Take notice of what you're feeling. Take notice of what you're thinking. Take notice, too, of what you're doing or not doing. Take notice of what triggered the whole thing. Was it a thought? Was it something someone did or said? The O is to observe what happens as you take many long, slow, deep breaths into 7, out to 11. Blow it away. Watch it drift away. Watch it get smaller. And P is to plan to respond in a way that is completely opposite to the way you may have responded a month ago. And plan to respond in a compassionate way. S-T-T-O-P. Always remember, you can choose. You can always choose how you respond to your thoughts. You can choose how you respond to the thoughts that originate in your head. You can choose to believe them, or you can choose to change them. Anxiety is simply a mistaken belief and making the mistake of believing it. Anxiety is simply a mistaken belief and making the mistake of believing it. It's simply a mistaken belief and making the mistake of believing it. So take a few moments to reflect upon how this exercise was helpful for you today. How it was beneficial, what insights you gained, how you may use it. And if you can memorize the acronym STTOP, and the steps involved, You can really do this anywhere. You can do it in the car. You can do it in the shower. You can do it when you're meeting with someone. You can really literally do it anywhere. So it may take a little bit of work at first to remember the acronym and remember the steps. You can do it with the recording from your mind or off of the paper, whatever works for you. But at the end, whenever you practice, just reflect upon what kind of shifts and changes you noticed, how it was helpful for you that day, how what insights you gained, what you noticed that you may have not noticed otherwise. So when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return back to the room around you.